AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida.
There has to be a disarmament, you know, that we have to disarm with Hamas. So one of the things we'll talk about is certainly, but there has to be a disarming of Hamas. Otherwise, very quick.
A U.S. brokered ceasefire in Gaza could be in danger of stalling before a complicated second phase. The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas that Trump championed has mostly held, but progress has slowed recently. Both sides accuse each other of violations, and divisions have emerged among the U.S., Israel, and Arab countries about the path forward. The U.S. is offering Ukraine security guarantees for a period of 15 years as part of a proposed peace plan. That's according to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Though he said he would prefer an American commitment of up to 50 years to deter Russia from further attempts to seize its neighbor's land by force. The U.S. has announced a big cut in United Nations humanitarian aid, down to $2 billion.
The piggy bank is not open to organizations that just want to return to the old system. President Trump has made clear that system is dead, gone.
Jeremy Lewin at the State Department is the official in charge of foreign assistance. The department has said individual U.N. agencies will need to adapt. Adapt, shrink, or die. Tom Pletcher is with the UN.
If the choice is adapt or die, I choose adapt.
Critics say the Western aid cutbacks have been short-sighted, driven millions toward hunger, displacement, or disease, and harm U.S. soft power around the world. A judge in Utah is ordering the release of transcripts from a closed-door hearing in October over whether the man charged with killing Charlie Kirk must be shackled during court proceedings. Authorities identified two pilots who died after their helicopters collided mid-air in New Jersey. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Turkey is dealing with Islamic State attacks.
Turkey's interior minister says Islamic State militants have clashed with police in northwest Turkey, leaving three police officers and six militants dead, while at least eight other police officers and a night guard were wounded. The minister explained the operation in Yalova province was one of many simultaneous raids carried out against IS suspects in 15 provinces across the country. Last week, the police launched many other raids, detaining militants who were allegedly planning attacks targeting Christmas and New Year celebrations. The group has carried out a series of deadly attacks in Turkey in recent years, including a shooting at an Istanbul nightclub during New Year celebrations on January 1, 2017, killing 39 people. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Chinese military sent air, navy, and missile units to conduct joint live-fire drills around Taiwan. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.